Welcome back, advanced session today, and it's pure DJ Tools energy. We're building a funky drummer-inspired break roll stack in Ableton Live 12. The goal is simple. Right before the drop, you hit a 1-bar or 2-bar roll that sounds like human hands, classic jungle edits, and controlled chaos, the kind of moment that makes people reach for the rewind. This isn't just put 30-second notes on a snare. We are building a reusable drum rack instrument where roll speed, intensity, pitch ramp, space, smear, and safety are all playable from macros. And it stays DJ safe, meaning it won't suddenly jump 6 dB and ruin your drop. Alright, set the vibe first. Set your project tempo to somewhere in the jungle pocket, 170 to 174 BPM. Now grab a break, amen, think, Apache, funky drummer, any of that family works. Drop it onto an audio track, click the clip and set it up to behave properly. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and for preserve, try transients. Keep the envelope at 100, and transient loop mode on forward. The reason we start in beats mode is we want those transients to stay punchy when we start chopping and rolling. We'll do the smear later on purpose, not by accident. Now tighten the loop length to 1 or 2 bars. Important note, don't murder the groove. Old school jungle feels good because it breathes. Get the start and end clean, but don't overquantize the internal feel unless the sample is truly a mess. Next, the core jungle workflow. Right-click the break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient if the recording is clean. If the transients are messy, slice by 1/16 instead, but transient slicing is usually the magic. Use the built-in slice to drum rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack with each slice on its own pad. Rename the rack something like break, roll stack, because you're going to reuse this for multiple tunes. Also, do yourself a favor and color code pads, kicks, snares, hats. It sounds like busy work, but when you're building performance tools, visibility is speed. Now we hunt for the roll slices. Loop the bar before your drop, or just loop a random bar while you audition pads. You're looking for a clean main snare hit, usually the loudest mid-high transient, plus 1 or 2 ghost snares that have that funky urgency, and optionally a hat slice that has a nice tick for layering. Your target is 2 to 4 snare-ish pads that are different enough to alternate. That alternation is not optional. If you roll one slice at 1/32 for half a bar, you'll get that machine gun effect immediately. Jungle needs variation. Hands, not a typewriter. Once you've picked your roll pads, we make them behave like an instrument. First, choke groups. Put all roll-related pads, your snare roll pads, ghost pads, and any hat tick layer into the same choke group, like choke group 1. This is the difference between tight roll and messy flam. If the tails overlap, the roll blurs and you lose that fast hand illusion. Now we do prepared processing so your roll is consistent. On each snare roll pad, inside that pad's chain, drop an EQ8 and drum bus. In EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. You don't want low junk from the break fighting your sub. If it sounds boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500. If you need snap, a gentle lift somewhere around 3 to 6K can help. Then drum bus. Keep it tasteful. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8%. Boom usually low for snares, like 0 to 10% at most. The big one is transient. Plus 5 up to plus 25, depending on how aggressive you want the roll to speak. Crunch, maybe 0 to 15% if you want more grit. Teacher note here. The roll is the lead-in, not the main event. If you process the roll harder than your main snare bus, your drop won't feel like it arrives. You want the roll to excite the moment, then get out of the way. Next, we build the actual roll engine, a dedicated MIDI clip you can copy in front of drops. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Choose your main snare roll pad note. Maybe it's C1 depending on your rack layout. Program 16th notes for the first half of the bar, then switch to 30-second notes for the second half. That acceleration is classic. It tells the listener the floor is about to fall out. In Ableton's MIDI editor, this is easiest if you change the grid. Set it to 1/16 for the first half, then to 1/32 for the second half. Now the part that makes it feel alive, velocity shaping. Don't leave everything at the same velocity. Put your strong hits in the 95 to 115 range, and your ghost hits more like 45 to 75. Then lean into the end. Accent the last 2 to 4 hits harder, like a drummer pushing into the downbeat. Now we fix the machine gun problem with alternation. Instead of repeating one note, alternate between 2 pads. Put the main snare on C1 and the ghost or alternate snare on C-sharp 1. For the 30-second section, just bounce C1, C-sharp 1, C1, C-sharp 1. Then, at the end, Land it with two or three hits back on the main snare so the ear hears a final statement before the drop. If you want extra shimmer, sprinkle a hat tick every fourth or eighth hit, but keep it subtle. The role is about urgency, not turning into a hi-hat solo. Now let's turn this into a real DJ tool. Macros and performance control. The concept is, most of your roll shaping should happen on a roll bus, not your entire drum kit. So inside the drum rack, route your roll pads to a group chain or a bus chain, and put shared effects there. That way you can throw reverb and smear without washing your whole break. Here's a strong macro set. Macro 1. Roll tightness. Map it to drum bus transient on your roll pads or your roll bus chain. Range roughly plus 5 to plus 30. Macro 2. Roll dirt. Map it to drum bus drive and maybe crunch. Keep the range subtle to moderate so it doesn't become a fuzz snare unless you want that. Macro 3 and 4. Pitch ramp up and pitch ramp down. You can use a pitch device or transpose in simpler if your slices are in simplers. Keep it in the jungle zone. 0 to plus 7 semitones for up, and 0 to minus 7 for down. Avoid plus 12 unless you specifically want cartoon. Macro 5. Reverb throw. Put hybrid reverb on a return, and map the send amount, maybe 0 to 40%. This should be a momentary move, like you grab it for the last beat, then let it go. Macro 6. Space size. Map hybrid reverb decay, or size from something tight like 0.8 seconds up to about 3.5 seconds. This is your room to warehouse knob. Macro 7. Smear or time. Add echo after the reverb on the return, or as a parallel option. Map feedback from about 10 to 45%. Keep it controlled. You're making tension, not an endless dub spiral. Macro 8. Stop or break. This is your controlled chaos. Use shifter or grain delay on a parallel chain and map dry slash wet from 0 to around 25%. The trick is that it should feel dramatic, but still musical and recoverable. Now an important safety upgrade. Make it DJ safe. Put a limiter on the roll bus only, or use glue compressor with soft clip. Set it so when you mash macros, the roll doesn't suddenly explode in level. You want the drop to be the loudest psychological moment. If your pre-drop clips, your drop can feel quieter, even if it isn't. And add a panic button macro for stage use. Map one macro to pull the roll bus volume down a few dB, pull the reverb send down, and pull echo feedback down. One knob, everything calms down. That's the difference between confident performance tool and why is my track screaming. Now we do the layering trick that makes it sound huge without changing the MIDI, the roll stack. You're going to create three layers. Layer 1 is the clean slice layer, your main snare slice. Layer 2 is the top tick layer, a hat or a bright fragment, heavily high-passed. Put EQ8 with a high pass around 3 to 5kHz. Add saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. This adds consistent stick click so the roll reads on small speakers. Layer 3 is noise or texture, vinyl noise or a crunchy break fragment. Use auto filter band pass around 2 to 8 kHz, and if you want grit, add redux lightly with a small downsample amount. This gives that ravira hair around the roll. Then map a layer blend macro to the chain volumes or use chain selector to morph. The point is, same MIDI, but you can go from tight and clean to full rave shredding instantly. Here's a pro sound design move. Keep stereo disciplined. On the roll bus, use utility or EQ8 mid-side style thinking. Keep everything below about 2kHz more mono, so your snare body and bass don't lose authority. Then allow width above 6kHz, either with a subtle chorus on a return or micro delay. Wide air, strong center, and another pro move. Pitch ramp without chipmunk smear. Instead of pitching the entire roll, pitch only the top tick or noise layer. The ear still hears riser, but your main snare body stays punchy and stable. That's how you keep the roll sounding like drums, not a synth preset. Now arrangement. We're building pre-drops that scream rewind. Option A is the one bar instant hype. In the bar before the drop, keep your normal break groove for beats 1 and 2. Then on beats 3 and 4, bring in the roll stack, 16th HS accelerating to 32ndS. In the final eighth note, hard cut everything except the roll and a quick reverb throw. Then the drop hits dry and loud. Automate roll tightness up in the last two beats. Automate a tiny pitch ramp up in the last quarter bar, like 0 to plus 5 semitones. That little lift is often enough. Option B is the two-bar rave escalator. Two bars before the drop. Introduce the roll lightly. More ghosts, lower velocities, less layer blend. One bar before the drop. Full roll stack, more tightness, more space. Maybe a touch of smear. Then on the last beat, remove kick and sub briefly. That tension gap is old school science. Also consider negative space scheduling. In the final bar, remove elements progressively. Last half bar, pull rides or crashes. Last quarter bar, mute an extra percussion loop. Last eighth bar, pull a mid-bass layer. The roll doesn't need to be louder if you make room for it. Micro gaps are another secret weapon. Try removing the roll for the final 1/16. A tiny vacuum, then slam the drop. That tiny silence makes crowds react. Now let's add hands with micro timing. Don't add more notes. Instead, turn off the grid and push only selected hits slightly late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds. Then pull the last two hits slightly early. You get urgency and human feel without changing the pattern. This is one of those advanced details that separates programmed from performed. If you want the roll to automatically sit inside the track, add sidechain compression on the roll bus keyed from your main kick or main snare, whichever is most consistent. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. It tucks the roll until the final moment, and it keeps your groove clear. Now, advanced variations if you want to go beyond standard rolls.